This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Colin Cowherd on Aaron Rodgers. He's not a Jet. Not just because of his play. Keith brought up his numbers the other day. I was shocked at how good
strong
they were.
I think he and Josh Allen were like Spider-Man meme. 28 touchdowns, 11 picks, something like that.
Yeah, the difference is
Josh Allen
would put up those numbers and give his team the lead and then like take fourth quarters off. Aaron Rodgers sucked for three quarters and then piled up all his numbers at the end of games
and
with his team trailing.
At the end of the season, too, when like the season was over. Like, it wasn't just garbage time games. It was garbage time part of the season, too, for
correct
Aaron Rodgers.
So,
yeah, I'm not saying that. Like, his numbers were good. It was very misleading. But I think Rodgers has done that in some of his other years, too, right? Like, he'll have really low pick numbers. He has one of the great QB ratings of all time.
11 for him was actually, I think, a very high
interception
season.
It was super high. No, it was. But even in his Packers years, sometimes, like, the numbers look even more impressive than what the actual season even was.
So,
but is he still playing?
Yeah.
You think he's still going to play?
I think so.
I think so, too. I mean, he's 41 or two. Like, he could retire. Everybody thinks he's going to go off into, like, a cave again. And, like, he just never – bit of a wild card, Aaron Rodgers is. And then the question becomes, how many teams would be willing to give him a chance after seeing how badly it blew up in New York? Because we were joking yesterday about the Bill Barnwell had a quick breakdown about how much money and draft picks and other player commitment, an offensive coordinator. Like, they literally turned the Jets offense into whatever Rodgers wanted, and they got five wins out of it. So, like, what other team would say, like, that's the guy we want at, like, 2 years? So now you're even further removed from his MVP seasons, his winning playoff game seasons. And I like Aaron Rodgers more than most. I do. But even I would be like, what are our other options here?
Right.
Like, I don't know if I want to commit to that guy.
So real quick side note on Rodgers.
Yeah.
And maybe this is a name I overlooked. How much interest do you have for the Patriots in Davante Adams? Because I don't think he's going back to the Jets now that Rodgers is gone. He's a free agent.
I have some.
Like, you like him more than me, I think.
Yes. Yeah,
so
yeah. I like him.
That's a name we should
it's
add
the rich
to the list.
Rules, as a texter pointed out. He was really good a couple years ago. So
if
I
you
like
were
him.
Good a few years ago,
sign
Keith,
me up.
Keith is still in. He doesn't know how to quit you.
Well, Adams... Even,
no, Adams down the stretch last year looked honestly amazing.
He's a beast. And now people would be like, all it was Rodgers force feeding Adams so they could both have good stats.
But probably.
Like, whatever. Like, he still has it in him. And plus, it doesn't take much to be the best wide receiver on the Patriots, too. So, like, most names you throw out there, they would already jump ahead of everybody else. But he would probably fit into that group of, like, if you can give me two receivers and he's one of them, like, what a huge upgrade.
Yeah. Trade for Cup, sign Davante Adams, that sort of thing.
I love it.
I mean, you, of course, you
love
that.
It.
That's like your ideal receiver
it's the
room.
The best.
617-779-7937. So Aaron Rodgers, we gave you these odds the other day. But I think we agree the Raiders are the most likely destination. Just let's talk through some of the options here.
Okay.
Pittsburgh, this is from the other day. Pittsburgh 2-1 for Aaron Rodgers is the favorite. They're going to be in the market for a quarterback. Russell Wilson won't be back. I don't think since they benched Fields, they're going to go back to Fields again.
No.
I like Justin Fields. I don't think they're going to go back to him.
No.
So they're in the market for a quarterback for sure. Rodgers would be interesting there.
Seems like another wasted season, doesn't it? Like, they need to get their stuff together. Like they got so frazzled by drafting Kenny Pickett and Kenny Pickett sucking so bad.
Isn't he kind of a perfect fit?
For what though? Like how far are they going to go? No, I don't really know. Rodgers at the point where he really elevates you.
Made the playoffs with Russell Wilson and Justin Fields last
year. Wilson didn't have a bad year.
No, he didn't. But neither did Rodgers, to your point, statistically. I don't think watching him, he had a good year. But statistically, he didn't have a bad year.
Yeah.
So Pittsburgh is in the market for a quarterback. Raiders are next, 3-1. We both think he's going to Vegas.
I could see that. I mean, Pete Carroll, Chip Kelly, Tom Brady, like they're just trying to be a relevant professional franchise.
If I'm him, I would way rather play for, with all my weirdo eccentricities, I would rather play for Pete Carroll than Mike Tomlin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like,
and then bring Devontae Adams back. Hopefully he didn't sell his house in Vegas. Because he could go right back
and
there.
Randall Cobb and Alan Lazard.
Well, do you have to put your foot down there, right? Like, hey, Rodgers, you brought all your guys to New York and it failed. So we're going to have our own guys.
Yeah, if you want
Devontae
Adams.
There's no way.
If you want maybe the Raiders shouldn't bring in Devontae Adams, but like if you want Devontae Adams attached to Rodgers, fine. I'm not bringing Randall Cobb.
Is it Jordy Nelson? Like, we're not giving you Jordy Nelson. The guy hasn't played in 6 years. Like, please.
Yeah, but he's good once. He could present the rich rules to
Eddie Lacy.
Yeah.
We're not bringing Eddie Lacy back to you. You can't have him.
Okay, so we both think it's the Raiders.
Yes.
The 49ers are plus 350.
Don't you think they just run it back with Brock Purdy?
They got to pay him. Like, so this is where the question comes in. How much money does he want? How much money are they willing to give him? And is he healthy?
Is Purdy healthy?
He was hurt at the end of the year.
Yeah.
So is he healthy?
But I think there's another old quarterback that Shanahan would rather have.
I agree with that. Kirk Cousins would make sense there. The Vikings are at plus 400.
Is this true? Then maybe this is true. Devontae Adams, according to a texter, hates Josh McDaniels.
Oh, probably does. Good point. Yeah, didn't even think about that with him coming here.
Cross him off the list.
They should still bring him here.
They should.
Like,
well, remember the Hopkins thing with Bill O'Brien?
Hang on. But that's frustrating because the fact that you have Josh McDaniels here and it's an impediment to maybe getting a great wide receiver, annoying.
I'd rather have Adams.
Like, that's another stupid reason to not bring in Josh McDaniels.
But I never thought that DeAndre Hopkins would even take a visit to the Patriots when Bill O'Brien was the OC, and he did. Good point. So, like, money can kind of squash everything.
They didn't land him.
No, they didn't.
But he did visit, to your point.
And that I feel like the bad blood was worse, probably.
Oh, yeah.
With that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Vikings plus 400.
Vikings are pretty interesting.
Do you think they bring Darnold back? Let's rewind it for a second, because Darnold's another name I wanted to get to in the quarterback carousel.
If they get him like at a decent price, I don't think they're going to pay through the nose for him. They drafted J.J. McCarthy 10th overall. I think they're eventually going to talk about log jams. A good log jam talk in the first hour about the Red Sox. I don't think they want to have Sam Darnold for, you know, big time guaranteed money if they're going to eventually give the job to J.J. McCarthy. Plus, he did turn back into a pumpkin at the end of the year. Finally. And
Darnold. Oh, yeah.
So I think signing Sam Darnold to a huge deal, maybe not quite as bad, but it would be almost akin to the Giants when they signed Daniel Jones.
Mm-hmm.
It was like...
That's another name, by the way, in the quarterback carousel, if you want to go way down the list.
But, like, Daniel Jones got them to the playoffs. Well, he was the quarterback for a team that made the playoffs. But Brian Daboll got the most out of him, just like Kevin O'Connell got the most out of Sam Darnold. So when teams like that pay through the nose for a quarterback... I don't really get it. That's why, like, San Francisco, like, are they going to go nuts for Brock Purdy? Like, you got Kyle Shanahan there, and say whatever you want about him. He can get pretty good quarterback play.
I think I would if I were the Niners. I'd just pay him. You can usually get out of most of these deals. Like, people thought it was stupid to pay Goff. The Rams got out of Goff and got into Matthew Stafford. So I think you can always figure a way out of it. You know, maybe Deshaun Watson is the cautionary tale there, as he usually is. But... Rodgers would love to go to the Vikings, I think. Stick it to the Packers, Brett Favre style.
Oh, my God. Like, can you imagine that?
Really follow that career arc.
It's literally
the same career arc.
Wow.
Packers, Jets, Vikings.
Holy smokes.
I wouldn't sign him because I'd be worried about him ruining J.J. McCarthy. Like, getting his, like, terrible, wacko attitude all over J.J. McCarthy, who I don't even like as a prospect.
Did he have a setback? Was he?
Yeah, I think he's not healthy.
Yeah.
So I think they're going to need, at bare minimum, another body to come in and compete Sam Darnold style. Other teams on the list, Titans, Colts, Rams at 10-1. There's a lot of smoke that the Rams might be done with Stafford and or Stafford might just retire.
Well, if he retires, that's different. I don't know why you would get rid of Stafford and bring in Rodgers.
If Stafford retires, would you bring in Rodgers?
No. I think they're getting rid of Kupp. Like, I feel like they're going in a direction where if they do move on from Stafford, or if they're forced to move on from Stafford, don't you just try to go young and try to do like a rebuild on the fly? They've kind of been able to do this. Like, they've traded all their picks at one point. They've spent a lot of money. then they've kind of, you know, some of those guys have moved on. Aaron Donald retires and everything, and yet they've still been pretty relevant. They still find ways to make the playoffs. So
they won a wild card weekend this year.
I think you're better off. Yeah, it'd be interesting to see Sean McVay with another really young quarterback. However you get that guy, but no, I wouldn't go Rodgers.
Okay, so we mentioned, where do you think Darnold winds up?
So either a decent,
like what about
big money 1 or 2 year deal, like a Bregman type of deal with the Vikings, staying with the Vikings.
Yep.
Or, because I think a team would need to be smart to take him. Like, you can't just, if you don't have a really good offensive coordinator, you can't be like, Darnold's going to be good again.
If I'm the Vikings, I'm done with Darnold. To your point about him pumpkinning late in the year, and they won, 14 games, and then just belly flopped in the playoffs, and he was terrible at the, I'd be done with that experiment. He's somebody else's problem.
I could see the Rams taking him, though, if Stafford's done.
Let's say if Stafford's done, that's a good fit for him. Could you see him in Vegas?
No.
Why?
No. I guess what do they want to do is, I guess, the question.
I have no idea.
I think you're better off with one of those guys, like the older guys that you know what they are, or like Shedeur Sanders. Darnold's a weird middle ground.
Well, you bring up a good point. The problem for all these quarterbacks, Rodgers included, the teams that need QBs the most are 1, 2, and 3 in the draft.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's
I'd say 1, 2, 3.
Tennessee, Raiders, Cleveland, Giants, and Raiders. Yeah, I'm sorry. So, right. Four of the top six teams in the draft all need quarterbacks. So
two of them will draft them. Three of them will draft them. And then there's also how many of those guys?
I started seeing Jackson Dart in the first round in mock drafts.
Well, I saw Jalen Milroe in some.
So, I mean, I don't know that those guys are going to go in the top six.
And then even if they do they start right away? Maybe a team does the Falcons thing where they're like, we got Cousins, and maybe not even that type of contract, but you have Cousins and Penix, and we'll figure it out. And maybe that's what they do. Is Cam Ward starting week one? We'll see. I mean, it depends on what team he's on.
I would.
He probably should.
Him and Shedeur should be starting week one, I think.
Yeah. But whoever that third guy is, no chance.
Well, I probably wouldn't. I don't know.
All right, quick aside.
Yeah.
What quarterback position would Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward been drafted this past year?
4. I think they'd both go before Knicks.
Crazy.
But I know
crazy.
Knicks had
so
a very
above Knicks and Penix.
But we're talking about the prospect now. You were higher on Knicks than me. Knicks had a good rookie year. But I'm saying rewind to draft season, they would both go before Knicks, I think.
What about McCarthy?
I think
McCarthy went before Knicks.
Oh, then did he?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought Knicks was 4th.
Knicks was 5th.
I think they would go before
McCarthy. No, Knicks was 6th.
Oh yeah, so they might go 5th after Penix. I take that back. I think they would go after Penix. Before McCarthy and Knicks, after Penix.
So the top three guys, clearly the top three guys again.
These two are nowhere near those three.
Yeah, they're more in this pile of Knicks, McCarthy,
really?
Penix.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They'd be in that grouping for sure. So other names on the quarterback carousel, Russell Wilson. We mentioned Stafford. You mentioned Kirk Cousins. We brought up Darnold. Trevor Lawrence's name came up yesterday that the Steelers were calling the Jags about it.
Hmm.
It was Ryan Burr, who's from the Big Ten and the PGA Tour, was a weird report.
Big golf guy. He's got the Trevor Lawrence
scoop. And then a Jacksonville reporter for ESPN shot it down. I mean, is Trevor Lawrence a name that needs to be brought into the quarterback carousel?
I didn't know. I mean,
do you think he got one look at my guy Liam Cohen?
Probably.
And he was like, I'm out of here, guys. Trade me. I'm not playing for this guy.
Well, that's the thing. Liam Cohen, does he like the, so there's however many new coaches this year. Is it 7 new coaches? And how many of those guys like the incumbent quarterback? Hey, Liam Cohen, your job here is to get the most out of Trevor Lawrence? Or do they say, we've already had a couple of head coaches with Trevor Lawrence. Feel free to shop him. Let's see if we move on from him. Just Kellen Moore, I saw the report. Kellen Moore, they asked him about Derek Carr. And he's like, yeah, Derek Carr is he's great. But didn't say if Derek Carr was going to be the starter next year with the Saints.
Right.
So another guy that could move. Trevor Lawrence is a weird one. I mean, because you'd be selling kind of low.
Very low.
Very, very low on him.
But it also might be your last chance to get anything for him. If he has another bad year with another new coach, or he's just hurt again, that's happened a ton, then this might be your last chance to cash in that chip. I tend to agree with you. You'd be selling low.
It's one of the very few bright spots. And I know there was a 4-year window there between Brady and Drake May. But as a Patriots fan, not being involved in the, what do you think of Sam Darnold? What would you trade for Trevor Lawrence talk? You think Aaron Rodgers for one more year? Because that's what 5 to 6, 7 of these teams in the league are dealing with on a yearly basis.
You were lucky you didn't do the wide receiver offensive lineman route last year and you got your quarterback, or else you'd be dabbling in these QBs.
These would be the guys.
617-779-7937. Let's go to John in Rhode Island on our Red Sox conversation earlier. Go ahead, John.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday. I just want to say that the other day you were talking about the Red Sox having a closer by committee, and I was going to call up and say, here we go again, another incomplete team. But it's crazy to me that one simple signing of Alex Bregman gets me behind the bandwagon. I'm back on, baby. And also, I think you need to put Bregman at third. You wouldn't put the coach that had the best defensive play in the Super Bowl on offense, just like you wouldn't play a third base gold glove at second.
Okay. Well, John's...
I agree, John. We're all very excited now.
Despite that complaint, it said there he's a Red Sox sheep is how he put it on the call line.
Yeah, bandwagon's filling up. That's fine. Hop on.
I mean, it just tells you how thirsty we are to...
Desperate.
Jump back out. Like,
desperation.
One little obvious signing
that
we were pining for 4 months. Some of us more than others. But we were pining for 4 months. That it just tells you how thirsty we are for the Red Sox to be good.
No, and I agree with everything you said because it's like, oh, closer by committee. Oh, they signed a third baseman who I play second. All right! Like, it does nothing for the closer thing. That's still up in the air.
They might not
even play him at, like, the right position, but whatever. Like, we're still just all that fired up about it.
Here you go. Mark in Medford has an interesting wrinkle to the Trevor Lawrence thing we were just talking about. Mark, go ahead.
All right.
Yeah, someone had told me this morning, and I looked it up, and it said, are the Pittsburgh Steelers really asking about Trevor Lawrence? And does that mean Mac Jones is going to be the guy in Jacksonville? And is Russell Wilson finally done for his career?
Okay.
No way Mac Jones is the guy. No chance. Jacksonville picks fifth, by the way. So you're talking about...
Oh, that's another team that if they move on from Lawrence, that's another team that could get one. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Patriots in the top six are maybe the only one that definitely doesn't need one.
That's true. You know what? Do it a little bit further. The Jets are seven.
How about that?
So all
six
the,
of the top seven.
Six of the top seven.
So I... You know me. I am
Panthers
not a,
at eight,
I am
Saints
not
a, at nine, Bears at 10.
I am not a Mac fan whatsoever.
No.
The background with Liam Cohen is Baker Mayfield was a reclamation project in Tampa.
Please do not compare Baker Mayfield to Mac Jones.
I'm just telling you. That was his experience in that offense. You know, never mind him coming from the Rams prior to that where they also had Mayfield. So if he's coming at it with that brain, I think he'd be wrong to say we can get more out of Mac just like Tampa eventually did out of Baker Mayfield, but that is where he's coming from. So I wonder if that's informing things at all.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that.
No.
You're telling me I got to choose Lawrence or Mac? See you later, Mac.
No, that's going to be a draft thing. I don't think Russell Wilson's done. That was the other part of his call. I think Russell Wilson will play somewhere. Was there a report that he might?
No, I think he was just wondering if maybe he's done.
It's musical chairs, and they'll all land in a spot.
I know we put like four quarterbacks in Vegas already, but I could see him in Vegas.
Yeah, I could see Rodgers or Wilson in Vegas, and you know maybe one in Minnesota if not. Also, these teams right now, those six of those seven teams that we talked about in the draft, if you don't get Sanders or Ward and you want to redshirt the guy, then maybe those guys go, you sign them for a one-year deal, something like that.
But that's not... You can't really do it that way, right? What do you mean? Don't you have to kind of sign the free agents first, and then you're not going to know if you're getting your guy in the draft or not, right?
That's true. But if you're like the Jets or the Raiders, or maybe you're not as confident. Like if you're the Titans, you know.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. You don't know if you want Cam Ward, he's your guy.
Yeah,
that's a good point. Charlie's in Boston. Hello, Charlie.
What's up, guys? Great show so far. I think the sketchiest outcome of this entire thing would be Aaron Rodgers somehow going to the Giants and making them like a 10, 11, 12 win team. I think that would be hilarious.
That would be amazing.
They were on the list. They were 12-1 on the list.
For Rodgers?
Yeah.
That would be hilarious. I'm sure Brian Daboll would love it. Like, all right, let's bring him in.
I mean,
does he run out week one with the American flag again?
Probably.
Like he does, like sprinting out?
Probably.
What a moment.
Will they still let him do McAfee?
That's going to be pretty important no matter where he goes. What teams are willing to let him go on McAfee?
That's a good point. Yeah. That's a big decider there. But, I guess, despite the odds, the Giants do make a lot of sense on the surface of it.
Man, a lot of teams need quarterbacks.
Yeah. Good thing the Patriots aren't one of them.
Mm-hmm.
One more here. Bruce is in Maine. Hello, Bruce.
Hey, Bruce.
Hi. I got a solution for your Pro Bowl All-Star Game situation.
Oh, great.
You take all the sports and you combine them all at the Super Bowl venue.
Nice.
And you do like a network star thing where they play volleyball. You take the cities. So you got all your Boston people, all your New York people, your Toronto,
this.
Buffalo people, and you compete in volleyball, three-point shooting contest, bowling, and so on. And And you can even let McAfee be there if you want.
Okay. Well,
I feel like the basketball players would have an advantage in the three-point
shootout. No, me too. Mookie Betts would be at a significant advantage in the bowling.
No, but you can't play in your own
sport. Okay. So battle the network stars, but with athletes of all four major sports. Honestly, Bruce, it's the greatest idea we've ever heard.
I mean, what are we going to kid around and pretend that's a bad idea? That's a great idea.
I absolutely love it.
What do you get? One from each sport? So who are our guys in Boston?
All right, great question. You would be...
Wow. Hang on. We might need to make this a segment.
Sorry. Or a show.
Yeah.
Tatum.
Hang on. This is Monday. So you're not here Monday. This is Monday's show.
I would go Tatum.
Uh-huh.
I would go...
Well, your guy.
Bregman.
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense. Marchand. You got to get Marchand on there.
Marchand.
Just to get people...
Yeah, Brad.
Wet Willies and stuff.
While he's here.
Yeah. And
before he gets traded, I'd put him on there.
He's eventually going to be on Edmonton's team.
And you go Drake May or Gonzalez.
Nice.
And there's your four.
Yeah.
Philadelphia would probably go Cooper DeJean, Joel Embiid, Eric Lindros.
Yeah. You need Tyrese Maxey on speed dial for when Embiid gets hurt. But yeah, this is, I mean, what a that's a great idea.
That is real, all the all-star, real city pride.
All the all-star games suck.
Yeah.
So combine them all.
Yeah.
Each city gets four guys, one for each sport. I mean, you know, if you're like Pittsburgh or something, you don't have an NBA guy. Like, I don't know how we solved that.
How did Drake May blow out his leg? Oh, he was playing beach volleyball up against Patrick Mahomes and Team Kansas City and Bobby Witt.
I mean, wow. What an idea.
Why does Garrett Crochet need elbow surgery? Dots.
Yeah. He was actually competing in darts against LeBron James.
Yeah. It was a hotly contested Connect Four battle. Somebody hucked a piece at him and it got it right in the eye. That's why he's out this year.
He was doing the pole vault, which... he should not have done in hindsight.
Wow, what an idea.
Yeah, man.
All star games are terrible. How do you fix it? Put them all together, star style, and that's how we solve it.
Like a decathlon, basically, but not like of those events, but like of different sporting events that you can't play your sport.
It's like backyard games.
Yeah. Solving the world's issues.
You could even have your guy Nitro take part. It's kind of American Gladiator style.
Him and McAfee could be the...
Shoot tennis balls at them.
Yeah.
while you're doing the tug of war, we're going to shoot tennis balls at you.
Nice.
Pew, pew, pew.
American Gladiators, but with all these guys.
Yes. There's something there.
Anyway, we could shoehorn Nitro in.
It's a lot better than the dunk contest nowadays.
Way better. We fixed it.
Or
better than Candace's G League All-Stars? Yeah, I think it's better than that.
Dude,
yes.
I think I've talked about this before. Billy, remember the slam dunk contest that they did that was non-basketball players? They did a slam dunk contest.
Like Ken Griffey Jr. against Sheffield might have been
Barry Sanders?
Hell yeah.
Mark Henry, the world's strongest man. Slongest?
Careful.
Maybe true. The world's strongest man.
No, that's Frank Gore.
Who also has the world's strongest slam. That's his
magnum dom
finishing move. No, I can't speak to that. I'm just saying Mark Henry, power lifter, throwing down dunks.
Nice.
Mike Conley.
Senior.
The long jumper. I think he was throwing down dunks. It was a good time.
Mike Conley Senior?
I think so.
Was a long jumper?
Wasn't he like a Olympic sprinter?
I have no idea.
Or a triple jumper?
I know Mike Conley Jr. I know there was a senior. I don't know what he did.
Yeah, he was an Olympic track athlete.
In my face.
Get
sorry.
In line, Jones.
Sorry.
Go back to bed.
617-779-7937. See, sometimes you think...
Gold medal triple jump at Barcelona, 92.
Move over, Carl Lewis. So it's like, you know, sometimes you suggest something and you think it's going to blow up in your face. You're like, oh, how do you fix these all-star games?
Great idea.
Maybe the greatest solution we've ever heard. Quite possibly the greatest solution we've ever heard.
I love it too much.
All-star games, all of them. We were just trying to fix the NBA. We fixed all of them. Wow. 617-779-7937. It's Valentine's Day.
Sure is.
So Keith is going to give you his top 10 power couples coming up before the end of the hour.
From the sports and celebrity world.
Oh,
Jones.
Good.
That's the caveat.
All worlds.
It's got to be half sports, half celebrity couples.
Oh.
So
half and half.
One's an athlete, one's some sort of entertainer. And I have two separate lists, by the way. I've said too much.
So two top tens.
Yes. I've said too much.
So it's top 20, actually. Okay. We'll be... it's... what's his name, the power lifter again?
Mark Henry?
Yeah, it's going to be Mark Henry and whoever. whatever town he was in. That's what it's going to be. So that comes your way before the end of the hour. We also have a Friday 4-pack. That's right after Trent.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I think with Billy Lane.
Time for the Friday four-pack. Jones and Keith here on WEEI. A four-pack of questions, typically football-related.
No more football season.
No.
What are you?
Well, when's the what do they got now? Is it the US or the UFL or the XFL? They got something. The
oh yeah, well they have that.
The old spring league.
And then we have
back.
The new All-Star Game format where all the football players participate.
They're going to be involved.
NHL, NBA, and Major League Baseball.
City by city.
I think I know which text you're snickering at over there. Is it the Mark Henry one?
Yeah, I screwed up my word.
World's pause longest man.
Long. Yeah. Sometimes I talk too fast and the words get all jumbled.
No,
he's not the world. He's not the world's longest man. Can't speak to that. No, he's the world's strongest man.
Why is this so hard for us
to
say?
He is the world's. I wouldn't be able to be a WWE play-by-play guy. I couldn't say his finishing move.
No, dump that, Nick. He's not the world's longest. I mean, he may be. I don't want to speculate.
Well,
but anyway, that one's harder to say than I thought.
Yes.
Okay.
It is.
Let's get to the four-pack, shall we? What do we have, Bill?
All right, first question. What's more likely next season? Eagles win the Super Bowl again or Chiefs miss the playoffs?
I mean, I think if either team's going to win, it's the Chiefs. I know it's not the question. So that's my way of saying I don't think the Eagles repeating is super likely, but it's way more likely they win the Super Bowl and the Chiefs miss the playoffs.
Same. I agree. Because Kern was on with us earlier in the week, and he was thinking that it's like the end of the Chiefs. He was like, yeah, they'll be like competitive, but like the Chiefs are kind of done. And I'm like, I'm not going there yet. Even if Kelce retires, which I don't think he will, it's still Mahomes. They went 15-2, and one of those losses was a fake loss. So even if they drop off, they're still a playoff team. And so I don't think either happen, but I think that's less likely. Therefore, I guess the Eagles, maybe they, you know, run it back with the guys that they have. They have a better chance of winning the whole thing again than the Chiefs missing out.
People have gone way too far with the Chiefs.
I agree. They lose a Super Bowl, and it's like, no, they're done. Like, they're done?
They're in the AFC title game literally every year since Mahomes entered the league.
Seven straight.
So
they're going to miss the playoffs?
People have gone way too far with that. By the way, we agree on the top five greatest quarterbacks of all time.
Yeah.
Brady, Mahomes, Elway, Manning, and who am I missing on my list? Jesus. Montana.
Mm-hmm.
All of them won late in their careers. So the idea that Mahomes is just going to win three and then never win again, maybe that would preclude him from being in the top five if he never does. But all those guys won late in their career. So Mahomes probably has another one or two coming. Mm-hmm. What's next, Billy?
What's your dream slam dunk contest? Ooh. Four dunkers.
All right. Vince Carter.
Has to be.
Is an obvious one. Michael Jordan.
Has to be. So those two, those are both on my list. Okay. I think those have to be on anyone's
list. So
those
are two.
Those are wash.
The other two, I think everybody might have a slightly different combination.
I bet we have one.
Kobe?
I do not have Kobe on mine. Do you have Kemp?
No.
I have Kemp.
So I love Kemp.
Kemp wasn't as good in dunk contests as real games, if that's what you're going to say, but yeah. I have Sean Kemp on there.
I think game dunker, like Vince Carter is the best at both. Sean Kemp would just put people on posters and was incredible. He did some of the dunk contests, and he was like, all right.
I need a power dunker in there.
Oh, you do?
I need some force.
Okay, so that's what I might go Dominique Wilkins.
Okay.
I mean, kind of chalk, but like Dominique put on some shows during those things.
No, Dwight? You didn't like Dwight?
No. Too much.
You don't have a tiny dunker.
I don't have a tiny dunker. You're going Spud?
Well, I was trying to get some variety.
Who's your favorite tiny dunker?
Well, he's not.
A little mini dunk.
He's not Spud Webb tiny.
Who do you got?
I was going to throw in. This is playing to the home audience.
Nate
Keith
Robinson.
No, I was going to throw in D. Brown.
Oh, D. Brown was great.
Throw D. Brown in there.
Great. I can only still remember
a real
the one
showman.
Dunk.
A real showman. No, he's pumping up. He's pumping him up.
I had that.
He was totally looking at the rim when he was dunking, but he's a real showman for some local flair. Get a smaller guy in there. You got your power dunker with Sean Kemp, and then you have Jordan and Vince Carter, which I think are no-brainers.
To tell you a little something about me, to be personal here for a second.
Please.
I had
You're the world's longest man.
I got to admit something on Valentine's Day. I had two different D. Brown posters doing the same dunk in my room.
Nice.
It was two different ones, but it was the same dunk.
Yeah.
Couldn't see
it from all angles.
It was like one. Yeah, one was like the a little same further photo. Away. Same one. Same dunk.
I get it was the same dunk, but it was like, was it the same photo, just a different style each?
No.
Different point in his jump.
Exactly. I think one of them probably said D. Brown like on the top. One of them said it like on the bottom.
So if you flip through the two of them quick, it's like he's doing
it. It looks like he's moving in the air.
Nice. I'll tell you.
Guy couldn't see a thing. Eyes were closed. Arm right in front of his face. Threw it down with the left hand, too.
Don't sleep on Gerald Green either. Good Celtics dunker for like dunk contest purposes.
Good little guy was the same as the Vince Cotter. It was Steve Francis.
Steve Francis was great.
That year, wasn't it like Steve Francis, Tracy McGrady, and Baron Davis, who were all excellent?
Larry Hughes and Stackhouse.
All of those guys.
Oh, yeah, good one.
Like probably most of that field could have won a dunk contest if Vince wasn't there.
Steve Francis couldn't even palm the ball, and he could still do all that stuff.
That was real nice.
World's smallest hands, apparently.
Are we all sleeping? Oh, y'all sleeping on Harold Miner. Where's Harold Miner?
Oh, we're sleeping on Baby Jordan.
That's,
he was real good.
Real good in the dunk
contest. Brent Berry?
Jason Richardson gets no love.
Oh, yeah. Jason
Richardson.
Jay Rich
tried to say the dunk. Isaiah Ryder.
I love JR. When did he switch to JR Ryder? When did he do that?
Easy Ryder.
Yeah. Is he the first one that like went through his legs with it?
Ghost Ryder.
Well, that's the first one I remember.
I think it was
Isaiah Ryder.
It was Ryder. He popularized that dunk, which blew my mind when
and
I
was. And then Kobe did it. Now everybody does it.
Yeah,
that was
It's like
wild.
A standard dunk now, but JR Ryder, I believe, was the first one to do that.
Where are you on Terrence Stansbury?
You mentioned real quick Brent Barry. That's a real good one. Even like you put aside the fact that he took off from the free throw line, he had some other good dunks in that contest.
And what was he wearing, Bill?
His warm-up jacket. Did it with a coat on.
Nice. Good
choice.
That's
fighting wind resistance.
That's like, that's also just like, guys, I'm winning this thing. That was almost like Larry Bird.
Yeah.
Putting the one finger up before the ball even went through the hoop.
Cedric like, Sabalas?
I'm wearing my windbreaker the whole time. Sabalas, sure. Did he blindfold himself?
Yeah, he put like his headband over his eyes. Like, dude, you can see.
Did Kenny Smith do the like back to the basket, bounce the ball through off the backboard?
Yeah, Spud Webb, I think, did that one.
Oh, that was Spud Webb.
I think they both did.
So did Kenny Smith steal that from him?
I don't know. Was it during the same one? That's probably like late '80s, mid '80s. Because Kenny Smith, that was with the Kings, I think.
Yeah.
When he was on the dunk contest.
Well, our All-Star weekend, you're going to start seeing baseball players and hockey players attempting all these things. Yeah.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Did you see that video making the rounds of Cooper DeJean's basketball?
Oh, you told me about
career?
It. I still haven't watched it.
Holy crap.
I don't like
he
that.
He scored
guy.
Like 1,800 points in high school and was just dunking on dudes.
Nice.
He was like real good.
I like that.
Didn't use his left hand much, but
that's why he's in the
didn't
NFL.
Didn't need to.
Yeah.
Didn't need to.
That's why he fell to the second round of the
All
NFL.
All right, so
draft.
I guess my four, just to circle back, would be.
Did anybody give a four?
No. No. Vince.
Yeah, we did.
Vince.
Yes, we did.
Oh, yeah, I did. Vince, Jordan, Kobe, Dominique.
Yeah.
And
I went Vince, Jordan in that order. Followed by my power dunker, Sean Kemp,
yep.
And playing to the home crowd, D. Brown.
Oh, D. Brown.
Yeah, that's there right. we go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
What's the one thing you have to watch this weekend?
Severance.
Okay, we agree then. But yes.
Severance tonight. Yes. It's probably already available right now, but I'll watch that later tonight. It's episode 5, so the midway point of the second season. Best show on TV right now, so that's it for me.
If you've not watched Traitors, I know both you, I, Nick,
yes.
Basically this whole radio station, we all watched yep. Traitors last night. If you haven't watched that, add that to the list. I'm not caught up on Paradise yet either, so I'll probably catch up on that.
Yeah. It's all right. It's good.
Yeah, no, I mean,
At this point, like, it is a good, like, whodunit.
It's Severance over Paradise, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll give you the podcast a shout out again. I got the hashtag Dork Podcast lined up.
Oh, good.
For my drive home.
Hell yeah.
I mean, no
Odyssey
offense.
App. I'll be your pods.
In breaks of WEI afternoons, of course.
No,
but
no,
I,
no.
But I have
I was
that,
doing both at the same time.
I have that lined up. I got I need the Keefe recap.
It's in the queue.
Of episode 4, and then I'll watch episode 5 tonight. Yeah.
Good.
Make sure you subscribe to the
hashtag Dork Podcast.
Thank you.
Finally, Billy.
All right. What's your favorite rom-com?
All right.
I'm going to need a definition on rom-com.
It's a romantic comedy.
Yeah, but how loose are we with the definition?
not too loose.
Any relationship?
Sorry.
Debbie does Dallas.
A couple that I would throw out there, people would immediately say they're not rom-coms. But if you watch them again and watch them in like with an open mind, I think both Swingers... One of my favorite movies of all time.
That's what I mean. What's your definition
and
of a rom-com?
And like Wedding Crashers
that's
are
more,
both
that,
kind of rom-coms.
That is more of a rom-com. That's a great one. I think I would qualify that as a rom-com. You think Swingers is a rom-com?
And the way you want, like, Jon Favreau is such a sad sack in that movie, and then the whole thing with Heather Graham, and like, it probably isn't, but like, yeah. I'm just saying like, it could be. Wedding Crashers really kind of is. The whole Owen Wilson, Rachel McAdams thing is a rom-com.
Yeah, that's a rom-com. That's
my, like, so by the book rom-com,
that's a good
though,
one. Yeah.
Would be... a movie called Definitely Maybe with Ryan Reynolds, and he's got like he's talking to his daughter, played by Abigail Breslin, and he's going through like his like dating history. Basically, he's got like 3 or 4 different women in his life. It was pretty good.
Okay,
pretty good. What do you got?
It was a thinker, or it was
funny. not like a thinker, but it's kind of like a emotional.
There was calm.
There was some
rom and some calm.
Calm.
No, I'm not talking about Mark Henry, Keith. Like, there was some comedy.
Yeah, no, I got it. I thought I misheard it.
How do you dare? How dare you, Nick?
What's your favorite romantic comedy?
Well, I was going to keep it in the sports world for a moment. Yeah.
Fever Pitch? You going Fever Pitch?
One of Mego's favorite football films. I like Jerry Maguire. It's a good one.
I like that, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's Maguire. A good one. I like Jerry Maguire.
Billy, you got one?
All right.
Yeah, what'd you like, Bill?
I'm trying to think of a rom-com. Like, I'll admit it. Like, I love the movie Pretty Woman, but I don't know if there's enough calm in there.
No, that counts.
How dare you?
There's not
the
an
deleted
obnoxious,
scenes
not
there
an obnoxious amount of calm
yeah,
in
those
there.
Were, those
I think
the
there's
outtakes.
Enough calm
first
in
15 minutes of that movie.
15.
Mostly what it is.
I like Pretty Woman.
Dude, you know what? I saw Anora. You know the movie Anora?
I don't.
It's going to be... It might win Best Picture this year.
Oh, yes.
She's like a stripper, but there is some comedy to it.
Mm-hmm.
But, I think Just Friends is up there.
So, dude, Just Friends is great. Just Friends is very, very watchable.
Just Friends
rewatchable,
is good.
I mean.
Yeah. Good rom-com talk.
Yeah.
So what...
Greg Hill's texts in Couples Retreat. He's a big couple.
Oh, Couples Retreat is great.
It's a very good one.
I actually watched that on a flight recently.
That is a good one.
Couple, I was like, yes.
Yeah.
Good one.
That's a good plane movie.
Vince Vaughn, a lot of rom-coms.
Dude, Vince Vaughn's excellent in just about everything. Everything.
Couples Retreat. Good call.
Couples Retreat.
I like the who is it? The yoga instructor in Couples Retreat. It's a
Boom.
Good role, that guy.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Boom.
Great film. Good suggestion by Greg. So there you go. Friday 4-pack.
Very good.
Very professional.
Yep.
here on Jones and Keefe. Keefe is going to give you his top 10 power couples, maybe top 20 power couples. I'm still unsure. They come your way next. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you and yours out there. Hopefully you have plans with your lover tonight. And if not, who knows? Better off next year. You know, you can also spend some time by yourself, right?
Yeah.
If you can't love yourself, you can't love another.
Oh, I can.
I know that you can. Yeah, I get it.
That's my preference.
So I came up with a very important list, Jones, as it is Valentine's Day, the day for all lovers. Best power couples in sports and in the celebrity world, right? Yes. Now, as I was coming up with this list, not everybody is still together. So I was like, well, how good can their love be? So I have two separate lists. I have one where the love is still strong. I have another list where it burned too hot. And now they're no longer together.
Yeah, well,
but for a time,
it's a good point. They were a power couple,
passionate,
but the love really wasn't there.
They don't belong on the same list.
Yeah.
Therefore, I have two different top tens.
Great.
So it's not a top 20; it's two top tens.
Okay.
Which list?
Dueling top tens.
Dueling, and at the end, you can say which list is better. Would you guys prefer the burned real hot, a lot of passion there, sadly no longer together list, or still hot for each other, still cooking?
Let's give me the burned real hot.
Burned real hot.
First.
No longer together.
Yeah.
Coming in at number 10, Dennis Rodman and Carmen Electra.
Nice one.
That's a hot one.
Yeah.
That's nice. Okay.
Volatile as hell.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
Nothing said 90s like Rodman and Carmen Electra, too. That's good stuff. Number 9, Jay Cutler and Kristen Cavallari.
No, they were actually married.
Yeah, but they're not together anymore.
No, but I'm saying these are, so they got all the way to marriage.
They have kids.
Rodman and Electra didn't.
They got married.
They did?
Yeah, didn't he get married like in a, wasn't he in a
gown?
Oh,
yeah, wait a minute.
He
should
have been a gown to like a book signing, but I'm not sure if he wore a gown to the wedding.
I think they got married.
They were actually married. Okay, wow.
I think so.
Nah, I stand corrected.
Well, I'll have to double check that. I'm not entirely sure.
Already, Rodman and Electra too low, but keep going.
Okay, fine. Yeah. So Cutler Cavallari, big Cavallari fan. Number 8, controversial one, Lance Armstrong and Sheryl Crow.
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
Why is it just he's controversial?
He's a piece of garbage.
Oh, yeah. That's why. What's the controversy? Got it. Okay.
He's garbage, man.
Yeah. But still, burnt hot.
Number 7, John McEnroe and Tatum O'Neal. Tennis is bad boy, John McEnroe.
I love McEnroe.
And child star Tatum O'Neal.
What's she from?
She was growing up now, though.
Bad News Bears.
Yeah, okay. Oh, so this wasn't a Bill situation. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So she was a ringer in the original Bad News Bears.
Oh.
She did 100 other
movies. Oh, you never seen Paper Moons?
No, I've seen all the. That's who that is?
Yeah, Ryan O'Neal's daughter, Tatum O'Neal.
I don't know who that is.
He's a bad dad.
Okay.
I think you know her if you saw her.
Okay.
Number 6, Baron Davis and Laura Dern.
They were married?
Laura Dern.
Wow.
No, they weren't married.
What?
They burned hot. They were together. Now they're not. That's the list.
Well, I feel like
some were married. Don't focus on the nuptials.
The married people.
These were couples. These were hot couples at one time.
They should be higher in the power rank.
Number 5. Andre Bad Moon Rising and the late Lisa Left Eye Lopez.
Lisa, burn the house down.
That was
burn
it down.
Volatile.
She was trying to burn his sneakers, I think, in a tub.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, he had a bunch of Nikes delivered. She got pissed because there was no pair for her.
Right.
So she threw them all in the tub and lit them on fire.
That was the impetus?
Yeah, he had a shipment of Nikes dropped off. There wasn't a single pair for her. She lost her mind, burned the house down.
That is.
Talking about burning hot.
A passionate relationship, yeah, yes. Real.
Or going back to tennis for number 4, Andre Agassi and Brooke Shields.
Oh, I thought you were going to go Steffi Graf.
Yeah, Andre on this list twice?
Yeah, he could. Well,
wait a minute. Tune in to find out. Tune in to find out.
Damn it, Billy.
Sorry.
Yeah. Brooke Shields.
Uh-huh.
From the Blue Lagoon.
Yeah.
Number 3.
Desperately Seeking Susan.
Yeah.
No, Suddenly Susan.
Suddenly Susan.
That was Madonna, the one you're thinking of.
Thank you.
Susan Lucci? Number 3, Alex Rodriguez and Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah,
that was a good one.
J-Rod, good stuff.
J-Rod.
You got J-Lo all over this list.
Mm-hmm. Number 2. Jolt and Joe DiMaggio and Marilyn Monroe.
They're two.
Yeah.
Wow, stay tuned for one. Yeah. That's a controversial. Speaking of controversy.
Number 1, divorced Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen.
Who?
Number 1, Gisele Bündchen.
Above Jolt and Joe and Marilyn Monroe.
That's the top 10 burned hot list.
I think you're just looking for clicks on
number
this one.
Number 10, top 10 still together, love is still strong. Christian McCaffrey and Olivia Culpo, number 10.
Friends of the station.
That's right.
Yeah.
She knew Eamon. Did not know Eamon.
They went to prom together.
They did not.
Well,
I've never heard of that person in my life.
I've never heard of this name in my life.
In fairness. My prom date would say the same thing.
That is one of the greatest, like, the setup and then the payoff of that is unreal. So Eamon said that he went to prom with Olivia Culpo.
Uh-huh,
she was on the Greg Hill Show. Yeah. They asked her about him, and then her response was,
I've never heard of this name in my life.
It's like such a good lie that you're like, I'm going to get away with this. And then you're like, you're having who on the show? I mean, you're doing what now?
You're not going to ask her.
Don't even ask her.
Yeah, no, don't waste your time.
Number 9, Nomar Garciaparra and Mia Hamm.
Still together. Good for them.
I know. I think Mia Hamm was married previous, and then they got together.
Or was he the other guy?
Uh-huh. And then they got married. Now they're still together.
Wow. Well, you know.
Number 8, the great one, Wayne Gretzky and Janet Jones.
They're still together?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Number 7, Nande Asamoah and Kerry Washington.
That's a good couple.
Eamon just texted me, how dare you?
I mean, look.
Sorry, Eamon.
We're not choosing favorites here.
You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
Sorry to do this to you on Valentine's Day. Sorry about that. Number 6, Kate Upton and Justin Verlander.
Power couple.
Yeah.
Power couple.
Easy, Bill. Yeah,
talk about a rom-com.
We all saw it.
Hilarity was everywhere.
We all saw that. Number 5, Anna Kournikova and Enrique Iglesias.
Ooh, now she also dated Sergey Fedorov?
And Pavel Bure. No. Yeah, Fedorov and Bure.
Couple of goal scorers. Got a type.
Type of Team Russia.
I think Pavel Bure could be on this list.
Number 5 was Kournikova Enrique. Number 4, Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Still together. Good for them.
Number 3, people sleep on this one. Josh Allen and Haley Steinfeld.
Nice.
People, they look the other way. This is the hot couple right now. Number 2, David Beckham and Posh Spice.
Yeah.
And number 1, Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
I mean, it kind of has to be.
I mean, they're just so famous.
No ridiculous. Love for the other Bure and Candace Cameron?
That's what I was just saying. I was saying Pavel Bure could be on that list as well.
Honorable mention.
That's Valerie Bure, though.
Yeah.
I believe Valerie Bure is married to DJ Montana.
Wait, what about, Hayden Panettiere?
Wait, it's not Pavel Bure?
I believe it's Pavel Bure's brother that's married to Candace Cameron.
Oh, yeah, they shouldn't be on the list.
No. But one of the Klitschko brothers with Hayden Panettiere, right, Bill? Which
They broke up.
No, I know. That would be on the first list.
Oh, I think it was
Vitaly?
Vitaly Klitschko.
Yeah. How's that work?
Seeing them in photos together was insane because he was a monster and she was a peanut. It was like when Shaq was dating Hoops.
I remember that.
I'm like, oh, my God.
She could pick him up, though.
Shaq and Hoops?
Well, yeah, because she was an athlete. She was strong. She was
Where
tiny
was Shaq
as hell.
And Hoops on your list? Shaq and Hoops just missed 11.
You know who wasn't on your volatile list that should have been up there? Jose Canseco and Madonna.
Oh, my God. Good one.
You know who's not on your list?
Tony Romo, Jessica Simpson.
Bill and his agent. Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Didn't make it.
You see that report?
That's wild. And believable.
Super believable.
Because who in the world could get Bill Belichick to go on Instagram and Twitter?
His agent.
The same person that could get him to dress up as a fisherman and go out in front of the ocean.
And how in the world is she in the Dunkin's commercial?
She's wrote it in.
She's signing the deals.
Wrote it into the deal.
Makes so much sense.
You know what's funny? I bet they finally have a deal break, too, where she put herself in the Dunkin's commercial, but she's wearing a different tracksuit than Affleck and Belichick are.
Mm-hmm.
But she's right next to him.
Yeah.
With her weird eyes.
What's the deal break there?
They were like, you can be in it, but you can't wear the same stuff as us.
Got it.
Right. We need to differentiate a little bit. We want to wear the same stuff.
Yeah.
We're wearing the cool stuff.
You're just his agent. Stand off to the side, would you? All right. So they didn't make either top 10.
No, sadly. Kim Kardashian, Reggie Bush was a good one. But then it was like, then you go down the whole Kardashian thing. I'm like, I'm just going to leave all of them out. I'm not putting any of them in.
Well, and just her specific dating history. You want to talk about rom-coms.
This guy doesn't get it. Timberlake and Beal wouldn't be in there. This is one of them has to be an athlete. I'm not just doing celebrity couples.
Yeah, no, that's true. Because that's where I was starting to go with the Kardashian. But you're right. It needed an athlete in there.
Yeah.
You're right. Exactly.
You need an ultimate jock. Without that.
In show parlance, you need an ultimate jock. That's true. So there you go. What do you think of
look at Bill's face in the. So if you're watching on Twitch and on YouTube.
Pop that back up there.
It's a still shot of Bill's face from the Dunkin' commercial. And he's just like, why am I doing this?
Oh, this is a good one. Where's Paul Skeens?
12? They're both athletes.
That's true. So it can't be a double athlete.
Curtis Martin, Tony Braxton.
Oh, yeah.
Good one.
We never got.
Good one.
We never got that.
Oh, Tony Braxton, Jimmy Jackson, Jamal Mashburn.
Tony Braxton and the Mavs.
That's a love triangle. That's a different list altogether.
Yeah, you never got to Agassi and Groff. That's why. Because you didn't watch two athletes.
No, one of them has to be a celebrity.
Well, good point. I mean, sound logic, Keith.
Come on.
I don't know
why
we're
trying. Read the fine print.
I don't know why we're trying to poke holes in his logic. 617-779-7937. There are the two power couple lists. Top 10 times two from Rich Keefe on Valentine's Day. We'll get back to the Red Sox with all your phone calls next.
The dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.